Blog Talk Radio. Conference muted.
Lord,
I need you,
oh Father, bring go. that new every morning. I want to tell the whole world. Yes, Lord, right here, Bond. That I'm in love with you. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah. end. It will never.
It will end.
Somebody open your mouth and worship the Lord tonight. Come on, let's finish strong. Open your mouth. Come on, open your mouth and worship the Lord tonight.
Vaughn, I know we're not supposed to sing this tonight, but I keep hearing this. And after all that I've been got a story to tell you. He wouldn't let the devil consume me, because God knew he could use me. And God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he'll do the same for you. God is no respecter of persons. What he's done for me, he'll do the same for you. Listen, 'cause he's given you the same grace. God has given you the same. God's given you the same. I'm talking about that Daniel grace. Same grace. Put your hand on your neighbor's shoulder. Tell him, God is no respecter of persons. Tell him what he's done. Release that tonight, so some of you would understand that even though you are in the fire, the same grace that he gave Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is the same grace that God has given you. What is that, Bishop? What is that grace, Bishop? You're going to be in the fire, but when you come out, you won't smell like smoke. You're going to be in the fiery furnace, but when you come out, you won't look like what you've been through. God's given you the same.
Raise it again.
sang that last night. I ain't supposed to be singing it tonight, but I felt like somebody needed to hear it tonight. A curse on my life, but now I got grace on my life. That's a grace on my life.
That's a grace on my life.
We gotta move because we got church in the morning. Say, that's a grace on my life. Language all over this room. Oh, Lord.
something is lifted. The Bible demonstrates this in Joshua chapter 6, that there was a kingdom sound. And when the people of God lifted up their voices together, something supernatural began to happen. We're not going to shout in this moment, but I just need you to raise up your voice and just, oh my God. Somebody worship until you feel the glory settling. Somebody open your mouth. Don't wait to hear what your neighbor's going to say. They don't need what you need. Throw your hands up, open your mouth until you feel the glory. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down. I prophesy that the glory is about to settle down. I feel God responding to our corporate cry. You say this, settle down.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed, sweet Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am a poor boy, you from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, hallelujah, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name, O God. We bless your holy name. We'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we bless you. We honor you. During this new season, hallelujah. During this new season that we have entered into, hallelujah, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us. You were with us in the valley, in the storms, in the fire, and you are. Thank you for your presence, your tangible presence in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, thank you for strengthening us as we enter into this season of your awesome and mighty moves in our lives and in this service, in our ministries. Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you, for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do his will. Let God's perfect will be done in our lives. The Holy Ghost perfect all that concerns us. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, release your power and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen at another time experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power, and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning, and lead us into God's holy and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning duty descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. Oh, anoint, we pray for our fresh oil, fresh anointing. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus, fire with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayers be a global altar for every tribe, nation, kindred, in the name of Jesus. Let us magnify the Almighty God. Father, we pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you that the heavens are open. We thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and through your holy throne room, enforcing your grace, your love, and your biddings in our lives. We bless you. We praise you, Holy Ghost. We thank you. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. Oh, Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth. We love you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Thank you for your holy angels, oh, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We decrease and let Christ take over us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender complete to you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Good morning to our brothers and sisters that's just joining us. Welcome again to the Morning Glory service. Let us go further into prayers this morning in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. Father, we extol you, our God and our King. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We thank you for your sustaining grace. Thank you for you are always faithful. Thank you for loving us so much that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, We thank you for sending your holy angels who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We love you. Take absolute control over every single detail of our lives. We surrender to you, Holy Ghost. We repent of every sin we have committed in thought, in word, in deed. Cry out for mercy, O God. Mercy for ourselves. Mercy for our children. Mercy, O God, for our grandchildren. Mercy for those who are next to us. Mercy for our siblings. Mercy for our nieces and nephews. Mercy, mercy, mercy for each and every one. Under the sound of my voice, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto us, O God. Hallelujah. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let the blood of Jesus wash and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. This radio block over our families. We cover our children in the blood, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our Father God, our spouses in the blood of Jesus, for our siblings in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus protect us. Let the blood of Jesus set us free. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. Let the blood of Jesus restore us. Let the blood, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. With all the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Oh, Father God, we invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus. And activate the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus in every area of our lives. And in this early morning devotion, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. We release the blood of Jesus into our present atmosphere. Wherever we are, we release the blood of Jesus in our homes, in our environment, O God. Let the blood of Jesus flow like a tsunami in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse, cleanse, cleanse wherever we are. Blood of Jesus, we cover our children, our grandchildren. In the blood of Jesus, our spouses, in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We put the armor on, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, infuse every cell in our bodies with your glory. Infuse every tissue in our bodies with your glory. Infuse every organ in our bodies. And all with your glory, oh, every system, every tissue, every organ, oh God, infuse our with your glory, the atmosphere, let your glory fill this place, oh God, your glory fill this place, oh God, let your glory, hallelujah, oh, let your glory, fill this place, oh God. Let your glory, your glory, your glory. Gloria Santa Tetriaco. Fill this place in the name name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Oh, Jesus. We need you, oh God. We need you every second. We need you every day, every hour. Hallelujah. We need you. We need you, Sila. Lord, we need you. Hallelujah, we need you. Hallelujah. Korea Sandere Korea Masa. In the name of Jesus. Father God, take everything that is not of you, uproot it out of our lives. Let thy kingdom come. And let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Thank you for the refreshing in your spirit. Thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you for the anointing. Hallelujah. Every day is a new day. It's not the same like yesterday. Thank you, Lord, that we enter into a brand new day. Every day, a brand new day. Every day, you said, remember not the former things. Behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? Thank you, Lord, that we have entered into a new day. And so, Lord, we thank you for releasing the anointing that comes with this day. The anointing that comes with this day is different from what came with yesterday. Father God, you're an all-knowing God. You know the end. You know the beginning. You know the in-between. So we thank you, Lord, for the anointing being released to empower us to this day. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your anointing be released upon our lives of our children. The anointing be released upon our spouses. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for a new day, a fresh start, a new beginning, and a releasing of the new anointing. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please turn your Bibles to the book of Isaiah chapter 6. And I'm going to read it. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. So another said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The pores of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then through one of the seraphims, a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and say, Lord, this has touched, excuse me, I'm sorry, this has touched thy lips and thy iniquity taken away and thy sin purged. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Send me. Here am I. Send me. Hallelujah. Who can God send? Here am I. Send me. Hallelujah. Answering the call of the Lord is very, very important. When God calls you, don't say, I will wait. Don't say tomorrow. Don't say, I look for excuses. I don't know who the Lord is speaking to. And this word is specifically for you or for those who have a calling on their lives. And for several reasons, whatever reason they may have, they refuse to answer the call of God on their lives. The Lord said, I have need of you. Are you going to reject the calling of God because you want it to be in a certain way? You want to have so XX amount of dollars? Are you going to reject it? Hallelujah. When he called Jeremiah, Jeremiah said, I'm too young. He said, Jeremiah said, I'm this, I'm that. The Lord said to him, I knew you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. And Jeremiah, in the end, he answered the call of God. God is calling. Hallelujah. And we see as you read this chapter, Isaiah answered the call of God. Ezekiel answered the call of God. Hallelujah. The fishermen, Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Who is the Lord speaking to that refused to answer the call of God? When God called David, he was in his smelly clothes, but the Lord called him. Hallelujah. God is speaking to someone this morning. He's calling you, and he's calling you deeper and deeper. He's calling you to pray. He's calling you to lead your family in prayers. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, lead your family. Teach your family how to pray. Teach your children. Go into the depth of prayer with your family. In the name of Jesus, the Lord said, pray. Pray that what the enemy has planned, all things work together for good. For those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So the Lord said, pray. Don't pray without ceasing. Pray, pray, pray. Whoever it is, hallelujah, he's calling you into cellar prayer. Praying with your family. Praying with your family. Call your husband, your wife. Begin to set up a time for prayers. Hallelujah. Wherever else are you in, set up a time daily. God is calling families into prayer. Hallelujah. Not just once a month, family getting together to pray. But God is saying that you need to add more to that prayer. Hallelujah. Because if you do not prepare your family, worry about when disaster strikes. They were drowned in a disaster. Hallelujah. They were not asked the word of God, deeply planted and rooted, to be able to withstand evil. The Lord wants not only to know you. He wants you to introduce him to your family. Those that do not know you, know him as the Lord and personal Savior. You need to do the introduction. You need to tell your family about Jesus. Tell your family, give a testimony. Let it go. The Lord said, call them together in unity and in oneness. Teach them about me. Let them learn about me. Let the foundation be on solid rock. On Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Pray for your family. Pray with your family in the name of Jesus. This is not a once a month. No, this is a not every week or a month that we don't have time. We can only meet or a week. No, it's a daily, 7 days a week. You gather who's in your household. Who's in your household? Hallelujah. Gather them together every day. Every day. Gather them together and pray. Pray, 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 pray. Hallelujah. He's calling you into deeper and more solemn prayer. It's not business as usual. The Lord, stop watering down the gospel. Families, get your children, get your grandchildren. This is a daily, 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 daily thing. And when disaster ready to strike, it will pass over our homes because of obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. He's calling not only you, but your spouse, your children, your grandchildren. Reintroduce Jesus to your mother. Reintroduce Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, this morning we bless you and we thank you. We praise you and we worship you. Holy Spirit, empower us to reintroduce Jesus to our children, our grandchildren, those in our families. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. Thank you for the reintroduction of Jesus Christ during this season, that we will see Jesus like we've never seen him before. Hallelujah. We honor you, Jesus. We bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, strengthen us. Strengthen us, empower us. In the name of Jesus. Let the earth work in our favor in the name of Jesus. Let the heavens be open over our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us walk in open heavens in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we need to hear from you every second. We need to hear from you every day. We acknowledge that we need you. And we thank you that you are always with us. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet, sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Let me do this prayer first to carry us through this day. Father, may the earth never swallow us in our ministries or our destinies. Lord, let the earth help us and work in our favor in the name of Jesus. Let the earth support us and you its increase to us by all means in the name of Jesus. Make us to walk in the high places of the earth in the name of Jesus, eating of the increase of the fields in Jesus' name. Grant us the strength to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the... We command all blessings tied to the earth to be released now in the name of Jesus. Oh, earth, reckon us to be prosperous in our lives and ministries. In the name of Jesus, let the heavens be open up this day over our lives, over this ministry. In the name of Jesus, we bind every prince of Persia and rebuke every hindrance in the spirit realm, preventing our heavens from opening in the name of Jesus by reason of open heavens. Grant us divine visions. Let your word come forth expressly and unhindered on a daily basis. Let your good end rest upon us. Rest upon our children and our grandchildren. Let your perfect will be done on the open heavens. Let your spirit begin to move in our life in an unprecedented dimension. In the name of Jesus, release a torrential overflow of your reins upon our lives and ministry in the name of Jesus. On the open heavens, grant us open revelations. And let varieties of assorted blessings begin to come our way from now on in the name of Jesus. Rent the heavens and come down. Visit us, O God, and let the mountains melt as wax in our lives. Do incredible things that we did not even ask of. Oh, let our heavens remain open, let open continually in all seasons in the name of Jesus. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. The Lord said to tell you, start today, telling us to pray with your family. If everybody is not there, find whoever is there that day. Pray with your family. Amen. Introduce your grandchildren to Jesus. Tell your colleagues about Jesus. Do not be ashamed to speak the gospel. Hallelujah. And the Lord is with you. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, and marvelous week. In Jesus' name, amen.